حذيفة رضي الله عنه سيد، سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: لا يدخل الجنة نمام، قتات، والقتات النمام. He says, I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, a person who conveys the words from one person to another person to spread the evils will never go to Jannah. Qattat means a person who hears something from a person and he goes and writes it to another party just because he would like to create some hatred between the two people. He's not backbiting. This is something totally different than backbiting. Backbiting is to say that person is bad. He was doing this, he was doing this. And mentioning some person's fault. And namima means a person was saying something and this person goes and rates those things to another person. And then he will hear something from those people and will go and rate them to this person. And many people, wal'ayazu billah, they have this habit. They like to go and write something to a person and they wait to get something out of his mouth also. And they will try their best for him to say something. As soon as he would say something, now they got it. And they will pick that word and take it to the other person. Will tell them, you know, that person was saying this and this about you. Now that person will get upset naturally, and that person, if he's not very careful, he might end up saying a couple of more words. And those words will be read back to this person. This is called namima. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person with this habit of conveying these type of conversations to two different parties, لا يدخل الجنة, will not be able to enter the Jannah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الحياء والعي شعبتان من الإيمان والبذاء والبيان شعبتان من النفاق. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shyness and not talking too much are two parts of our iman, two branches of our iman. وَالْبَذَاءَ وَالْبَيَانِ شَعْبَتَانِ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ. And evil talk and chatting too much are two branches of nifaq. Which means a person who's used to curse at others and people are afraid of his tongue. This is called bada'a in Arabic language. That if you would say something to him, you know, he would end up saying so much back to you, it's better just forget it. Don't even talk to him. A person with that type of habit, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's nifaq. And also a person who just keeps on talking without thinking, doesn't know what he says and he just wants to say it. These are two branches of nifaq. And I also remembered another hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who is respected because of his bad manners, He counted that person is also as one of the people who will not be able to go to Jannah. That he's respected because of his bad manners. That when he comes, people, mashallah, assalamu alaikum, how are you? There, they smile to him, they laugh to him. The only reason this person is being so nice to him because he knows that if this person, you say anything to him, that person will start shouting at you, he will start cursing and all of that. So, this is why it's better just be nice and nicely, just say salam to him and just let him go. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if we are getting the respect because of our bad behaviors and people are afraid of our bad behaviors, that's a sign of nifaq also. And that's a type of quality that's not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, behavior that's not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these ahadiths are talking to us about basically how to control our tongue and how careful we have to be when we talk, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith, the sign of iman, that a mu'min talks, mu'min thinks before he would speak. And a munafiq will speak before he would think. And then he will think what I have said. So this is the difference Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have mentioned between iman and nifaq. That a munafiq will just say whatever he wants and then he will think what he said. And mu'min will always think first and then he will say what he would like to say. And there is a saying in Arabic language that says that you have the total power over your words as long as you don't speak them out. As soon as you speak the words out, then those words have total control over you. Which means then now people will hold you accountable for the words that you have spoken. So now those words will have total control over you, either will take you to the right direction or a wrong direction. People will have people to have a good decision about you or a bad decision about you. And as long as we don't speak them out, then we have the total power over our words. It's just like an arrow. After we throw it, it's out of our control, it will head where it's supposed to go. Even if our intention is not that. And as long as we have it, we have an extra arrow over there. As long as we can preserve it. So, it's very important that we be careful with these qualities, because these qualities, although they seem to be very minor, but they are big signs of iman and nifaq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the right morals and good conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.